you'll still find, you could go far enough out, you'd still find some of the old mud and stick timbers. The earlier people took a wooden stick, side of a tobacco stick, which is about a 1x1x4, a 1x1 inch, about 4 foot long. Uh-huh. And they'd take red clay and daub around them sticks from the inside and the outside and make a chimney out of that. It would last several years before it burned out. My uncle used to have several tenant houses on his farm. It had mud and stick chimneys.
What kind of houses?
Tenant houses. They use that mud and stick chimney because I guess the brick was scarcer.
This open space here in front of the fireplace, what would you call that?
Well, that'd be the hearth.
That's a ratio. And this big black thing up here.
Over the fire screen?
Mm-hmm. Inside there, I see in the fireplace what you'd lay the wood across there. Any particular name for that?
Oh, some people call it fire dogs, and some call them hand irons. But most of the people down through here call them fire dogs. Uh-huh. That's,
is there an older term, or?
And I guess fire dogs, but all they go. Mm-hmm. You ever got anything else?
Well, they're mostly andirons up on me, that's why.
You got to call them fire dogs, andirons, fire dogs. Mm-hmm. But,
Is there any particular name for these tools you have laying around the fireplace?
No, just a broom, a shovel, and a hook.
What?
It's got a little hook turned here, right? Yes, I picked up when I was on the insurance route.
What's that?
That's an antique cast iron frog, but used for a doorstop.
Oh yeah? That looks heavy.
That's I got it from a woman about 60 or 70 years old, and somebody gave it to her when she was 12 years old.
Well, build up your muscles moving that.
Yes, it's his ass.
Yeah. That's pretty true. What town did you get? Where was she living at?
She lives in Osceola. It's a little antique frog, cast iron. Use it for doorstops. I thought one day I hadn't painted and I said I'd leave mold like that.
Yeah, it looks better that way.
And, I picked up a few things like that all along.
What about the fireplace here, this beam that you'd set? Different vases, and you got the candlesticks on. What would you?
Oh, I made that copper, little copper thing up there. That's kind of bad. I made that a long time ago, just to see if I could do it. Just made it like a turpentine cup.
Is there a particular name though I'm looking for that, like this?
No, I don't guess so. Just a mantle, I guess. Mm-hmm. And you can call it mantle. And I think the older people, some of them call them fireboards sometimes. Uh-huh. That'd be your fireboard.
Is that what your parents would call them?
Yeah, well, my grandparents would. They'd call it a fireboard. That way you got a mantle and a fireboard, and same thing.
They call it a mantle shelf?
Well, we just call it the beam sometimes. But it would be a mantle. Uh-huh.
What would you use to start a fire up?
Well, we use lighter splinters. That's what they mostly call it. It's the old fat lighter, chop it up, make splinters. Some of them take pine cones and that and start it up pretty easy. Mm-hmm.
Is there any particular name for the wood you would use to start the fire up?
Not that. Or you just call it lighter splinters, mm-hmm. You know. Which is made out of real fat wood, chopped up fine. And
fat wood, you said?
Yeah.
What's
lighter, see, it's full of rosin. And it lights real easy. Uh-huh. And